Hello.
Hi, Daryl. This is Abigail from Family First Care. How are you? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. How are you? I was in touch with you a couple of weeks ago. I got you enrolled for the services. I'm trying to finish this up for you. I know you've been in touch with Dina recently because she's taking it from here now. Right?
Who?
Dina?
I don't know who that is.
Dina spoke with you last week, maybe 2-3 times. Either way, Daryl,
I'm confused right now. I don't know what's going on.
So let me explain to you. Do you remember me? Daryl, I'm Abigail.
I talked to so many people, I don't know who's who in the zoo.
Okay, so I got you started with
applying
for the...
I'm just waiting for my case about
With applying with the services with Michelle. And I see now that you're I see that you no longer want to have Michelle as your caregiver, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So now we want to find you a new caregiver. But I wasn't sure if you wanted to come with our agency because back then Michelle told us that she was going through somebody else. But now that you're not using Michelle.
This is too much for me, guys. This is too much for me. Everybody, you know, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this.
I'm not telling you what to do.
Always call my case manager. Always say, you should have had services by now. Okay? So I don't know what kind of game people are playing. Okay?
Okay. Daryl, I've been trying to get you the services all along, but Michelle has said you're going through another agency. I want to let you know, I spoke with the service coordinator.
Why is it so imperative that it has to be you? Why is it so imperative it has to be your company? Why? Why is it so imperative? Why do you keep calling and calling and calling? Why is it so imperative?
You seemed like you were still interested. Dina, let me know that you were still interested, maybe.
No, I'm not.
You're not? Okay, I want to let you know. I spoke with your service coordinator earlier, and she can give you the authorization, and you can come with us, and we can get you started with the services. If you'd like, we can get you a new...
I haven't talked to her. I don't know. She's on vacation or something.
No, I spoke with her this morning, and she said to call back at 11:30. She said it would be best to call back with the patient. Is it okay if I call now with you on the phone?
Call who?
With you on
the
phone, I would call...
Who's my aide? Are you going to provide me with aid?
We can find you a new aid.
No,
you want
I
us
need to
find, you
to find
you
me nobody. I find my own aid.
Daryl.
Then leave it alone. Goodbye.
Daryl, I'm trying to explain something to you. You can find your own aid, and our agency will pay your aid for being the caregiver. Okay? We will pay the aid for working for you. And you need a service coordinator to get you an authorization with proof. So the service coordinator spoke with me earlier, and she said I should call back with you on the phone, and then we can take it from there. So you do need to have an agency to go through.
Could you do your no, I don't want to go with your agency. There you go. If I decide that, I'll call you back. Bye.
Okay.